Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. When you self-sabotage, did you know that there is a specific system that you go through internally? And if you are aware of that process, whenever you become triggered, you could redirect that pain into energy for your next level of progress. So I'm going to give you that system. And then I have a really big announcement on what you can do to be able to go to the next level of your success faster, quicker, and easier. Oh, I'm so excited about what you're going to be able to accomplish and achieve once you discover how to reveal who you really are. Okay, first step in the self-sabotage process is a trigger. So if you're taking notes, you want to write down a box, and inside the box, you want to put the word trigger. Now, triggers can show up in multiple ways. They can be people, places, and things. So here's some triggers that my clients have gone through just in the last few days. You have a friend that every time you plan on doing something with, she does not show, she does not answer, she does not confirm. And then later on in the day, she's like, oh, wow, did I miss that? And it's not a one-time occurrence. She continues to do this over and over again. So that could be a trigger. How about the boss having one of those conversations with you where you're really wondering whether or not your position with the company might be in jeopardy, or you wanted to do something phenomenal for one of your kids, being able to set them up into the next level of success. But there was this little tiny detail that got missed, and so everything that you had planned for them has now absolutely fallen apart. Now, those are everyday occurrences that go from the minor to the major. But it does not matter what the trigger is, because the subconscious says, well, if a little is good, more is going to be even better. And once it starts you down on the path of self-sabotaging, it will find ways to take even the simplest things that happen, like a traffic jam, and use it to absolutely ruin your day, because the subconscious mind doesn't judge if something is good or bad. It just says, whatever we're experiencing, I need to blow it up and I need to make it as big as possible, as quick as possible, which is the reason why you notice that it used to be really big things that were setting you off, and now it can be just the way somebody looks at you, and you begin to spiral into sabotage. Okay, so there's always a trigger. The next box over is going to be value, and you want to draw a line that connects trigger over to the box that says value. Now, we have what's known as the core four. These are four values that we will seek to get met in our life. But this is where it gets really whacked, because the subconscious, again, does not judge. It does not discern. So it just looks for a way to get them met, whether it is functional and healthy and moves you into your goals, or it is dysfunctional, it sabotages you, and life absolutely sucks. It doesn't care. So we're talking about the process that is causing you pain. So the very first one on the core four that is being violated is certainty. And certainty is where you are taught you have to be dependent upon other people, places, and things to be okay. So as soon as you're triggered, you're going to run to an outside source. Food, drink, bitching, moaning, whining, and complaining, picking a fight on social media, bitching at the people closest to you. You're going to find a way to dump your energy. And then the next level up is the level of freedom. But because you feel like your freedom's been taken away, ooh, there's got to be a lot of drama. I tell you what, there was a woman I worked with in corporate, oh, years and years and years ago. She had a black cloud following her wherever she went. It did not matter if we got a bonus because her refrigerator or car would go out the next day. It didn't matter if she would attract a new love interest into her life. They would dump her. It didn't matter if she won a scratch-off. I remember this. She won a scratch-off on the lottery and then gets a tax bill a few days later. Okay, because her subconscious mind was taught that everything needs to have drama attached to it. But remember, the subconscious mind always looks at magnifying. Then it goes up to the next level, which is the level of worthiness. And this is where you either have to sacrifice yourself or you have to find everybody to save. But you're not going to be able to keep any of this for yourself. You're going to have to give it all away. But we're still not done on the core four. Then you go up to the final level, which is the level of the beginning foundations of leadership, but it is also the level of love. And what you're experiencing is connection. You have been taught to connect to other people, places, and things through settling for the crumbs of what's left over. You have been taught to connect either with others that are a hot mess or you're a hot mess. That's the message that the subconscious mind has. And so you will then fulfill all four levels, but in a dysfunctional way. And you wonder why at the end of the day, you are absolutely exhausted. And we're still not done yet. See, that there's a side to those values that can actually be triggered to bring you out at your very best. To where certainty, if it is to be, it is up to me. I've got freedom of choices. I've got worthiness because I'm using what happened to make a significant impact by partnering with someone where we can assist each other. And this is when I move into love and this is when I move into leadership. But the reason why this isn't happening is because of the next box. And so the next box, I want you to put the meaning of your story. And you draw a box from values. You draw an arrow from the box of values over to the meaning of your story. See, the subconscious mind can only retain information when there is a story wrapped around it. There has to be a focus and feelings and actions and then an explanation for all of it. So you remember to self-sabotage because you have a story that was made up around why you cannot have what you want in life. And that story, the majority of it, never even belonged to you. 80% of who you are as an adult was learned by age 8. So 80% of the stories that you have that are around abandonment, rejection, unworthiness, and invalidation, which are the core four wounds of everything that I explained to you under values, you have a story around those that continues to explain why you don't have what you want. And then your subconscious mind will seek out the people, places, and things to fill the roles in your story. So there's a final box to this process. So draw another box, and inside it, I want you to write your identity, focus, feelings, and implementation for impact. because your story then triggers your identity. And your identity first starts with a focus. But you have what's known as a subconscious scotoma, a blind spot. You cannot see what it is that's already in your environment that can help you progress to move forward because you were programmed not to see it. So the subconscious actually has it where that's missing in your field of vision for victory. And then, because you can only see what's going to lead to pain, that vision, that focus will then kick off the emotions. And those emotions are going to be flooding with overwhelm. It is going to be anxiety, panic, anger, overwhelming stress. You feel hopeless, helpless, worthless. And there's never going to be enough because it just isn't supposed to happen for you. Now, when you have that focus and those feelings, what type of actions do you think you're going to take? Surely not going to be one that's going to lead to making more money, letting go of the weight, having the relationships that actually celebrate you and your magnificence, or tapping into the potential that you have to move forward. Oh no, you are going to take the actions that lead to the self-sabotage that is in agreement with the identity that was developed in the story because you learned to have dysfunctional values, and that's what will continue to be triggered in your life. But the law of polarity says everything is created as a whole. And your identity that is actually magnificent and brilliant is waiting to be activated, which is the reason why I love using hypnosis, because same day results on activating your identity. And this is what I have for you that is so exciting. I want you to set your dream to be achieved. Then we're going to break you free from the bad beliefs holding you back. That's all in your story. And then you're able to go after your goal with acceleration. Multiple hypnosis sessions to make this happen. It's in my virtual 2-day immersion event known as Vista that I have put together for you. Your vision, your inspiration, your strategies, tactics, and achievement for success acceleration. I'm going to teach you the 5 stories that you've been telling yourself and how they've been holding you back. And then you're going to pick the one that is actually harmonious and congruent with the goal that you want to achieve. It's time to go from goal setting into goal getting. But to do that, you have to be able to tell yourself the story that gives your pain a purpose for progress, that is going to take you from wounded to wealth. Okay. And during this 2-day intensive, I'm going to be doing multiple hypnosis sessions. In fact, it is guaranteed that you are going to experience a same-day upgrade. And if you do not, I'll refund the investment on your ticket. I even have a special savings for you. And there are so many bonuses that go along with this. So here's the savings code. Here's your coupon code, PODCAST, all one word, PODCAST. ST podcast will save you $50 on your ticket. And if you want to bring a friend, you'll even be able to save $50 on their ticket. Oh, and one more thing, you get a gift certificate at the event for $247 that you will be able to use for an upcoming program with me. Wow. I mean, I want to make it so easy for you to say yes to your next level of success. So go to drewdawnferguson.com/VISTA, VISTA, and see everything that you get. But you want to hurry up and take action, because there is a super savings access right now that goes away in just a few days. Okay, so let's sum everything up. The reason why you can't break through those bad beliefs, the reason why you continue to get triggered by people, places, and things in a way that has you self-sabotaging, is the story that you have and the meaning in it that says you must get your needs met in a dysfunctional way. I'm here to share with you how you can take that dysfunction and turn it around to where your mess is actually your message. And you can use everything you've been through in life as a way to now trigger you and turning on your brilliance. I'm here to make it happen for you. But how committed are you to making it happen? Go to drewdawnferguson.com/VISTA and see everything that I'm offering for you, this to happen for you, guaranteed. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart, has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.